Hi everyone, welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast from Israel. This is Johanna, your reader today. Today is Thursday, the 13th of September, which on the Hebrew calendar is the 4th of Tishrei. Tishrei, the month of holidays and festivals. It is also day 34 of repentance. We're coming very close to the end of the days of repentance, day 40, which is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And this week we are in the Torah portion called Vayelech, and today I'll be reading Deuteronomy 31, 7 through 9. Before I begin to read, let's bless the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong, be courageous, for you are to go with this people into the land the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you are to enable them to inherit it. The Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be discouraged. Moses wrote down this Torah and gave it to the Kohanim, the sons of Levi who carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. That was Deuteronomy 31, 7 through 9. And today our portion from the prophets is Zechariah 1 and 2. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, the Lord has been furious with your fathers. Therefore tell them, thus says the Lord Tzvaot, return to me. It is a declaration of the Lord Tzvaot, and I will return to you, says the Lord Tzvaot. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out, saying, thus says the Lord Tzvaot, turn back now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen or pay attention to me. It is a declaration of the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my decrees, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? Then they repented and said, as he determined, the Lord Tzvaot has dealt with us according to our ways and our deeds. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shvat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, in the night I saw, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse was standing among the myrtle trees that were in the ravine. Behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. Then I asked, what are these, my Lord? Now the angel speaking with me said to me, I will show you what these are. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are the ones the Lord has sent to walk back and forth throughout the earth. They answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees, saying, we have walked throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth sits quietly and is still. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, the Lord Tzvaot, how long will you withhold compassion on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, with whom you have been angry for 70 years? The Lord answered the angel who was speaking to me with pleasant, comforting words. Then the angel speaking to me said, cry out, saying, thus says the Lord Tzvaot, I am exceedingly zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, and I'm infuriated with the haughty nations. I was a little angry with them, but they furthered their own calamity. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built there, declares the Lord Tzva'ot, and a measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again, cry out, saying, Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, My cities will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem. Then I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw four horns. I said to the angel speaking with me, What are these? He said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, What are these coming to do? He answered, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could raise his head. But the craftsmen have come to frighten them, to cast down the horns of the nations that have lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, Where are you going? He answered me, To measure Jerusalem and to see how wide and how long it is. Then, behold, the angel speaking with me left, and another angel went out to meet him, saying to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited as a village without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it. For I, it is a declaration of the Lord, will be a wall of fire around it, and I will be the glory inside it. Oi, oi, flee from the land of the north. It is a declaration of the Lord, because I scattered you like the four winds of heaven. It is a declaration of the Lord. Oi, Tzion, escape, you who are living with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, He has sent me after glory to the nations that plundered you, because whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand against them, and they will be plunder to their servants. Then you will know that the Lord Tzva'ot has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will live among you. It is a declaration of the Lord. In that day, many nations will join themselves to the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will dwell among you. Then you will know that the Lord Tzva'ot has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will once again choose Jerusalem. Be silent before the Lord, all flesh, for he has aroused himself from his holy dwelling. That was Zechariah 1 and 2. And now our portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He built Eilat and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Yecholiah from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He continued to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding through the visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. He went out and fought the Philistines and breached the wall of Gath, the wall of Yavne, and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities in Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabs who dwelt in Gur Baal, and against the Meunites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread abroad even to the border of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, the valley gate, and at the angle, and fortified them. He also built towers in the wilderness, and dug out many cisterns, because he had much livestock, and he had farmers in the foothills, and in the plain, and vine dressers in the mountains, and in the fertile fields, for he loved the soil. Uzziah also had a well-trained army ready to go out to battle by divisions, according to the numbers mustered by the hand of Yael, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the official, under Hananiah, one of the king's chieftains. The total number of family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600, and under their command was an army of 307,500 trained for war with mighty power to support the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made machines designed by skillful men to be used on the towers and on the corners to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. So his fame spread far, for he was marvelously helped until he became strong. But when he became strong, his heart grew so haughty that he acted corruptly. For he trespassed against the Lord his God by entering into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Then Azariah the Kohen, with 80 valiant Kohanim of the Lord, followed him in. They opposed Uzziah the king and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the Kohanim, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have acted unfaithfully. You will have no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the Kohanim, Tzara'at broke out on his forehead right in front of the Kohanim in the house of the Lord, beside the incense altar. When Azariah the chief Kohen and all the other Kohanim stared at him, behold, his forehead had Tzara'at, so they rushed him out of there. Indeed, he himself hurried to get out, because the Lord had smitten him. King Uzziah had Tzara'at until the day of his death. He lived in a separate house with Tzara'at, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Jotham, his son, was in charge of the king's house and governed the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from the beginning to end, were recorded by the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial that belonged to the kings. For they said, "He had Tzara'at." Then Jotham, his son, became king in his place. That was 2 Chronicles 26. And the final portion for today is Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw another powerful angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little scroll that was open. He set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and he cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. When he cried out, the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders had spoken, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven and swore by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to trumpet, the mystery of God is completed, just as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little scroll. And he tells me, "Take and eat it. It will be bitter to your stomach, but sweet as honey in your mouth." So I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had swallowed it, my stomach was made bitter. And they tell me, you must prophesy again about many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That was Revelation chapter 10, and it wraps up our readings for today. May you have a blessed day with the Lord, and that I pray that he would stay close to you and you would stay close to him today and dwell in him and let his words dwell richly in you. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.